protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money
at Menards. The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Our guest today is going to tell us about her book called Chinese Parents Don't Say I Love You, a memoir of saying the unsayable with food. Welcome to the show, Candice Chung.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I'm really intrigued as to what this book is about, just trying to work it out from the title. Can you tell us what exactly it is about?
Yes, so my book is called Chinese Parents Don't Say I Love You. It's a little bit of a provocation, that title, and I often get really interesting responses from new readers telling me, you know, their own experiences with their parents as soon as they hear the title. So my book is a memoir, and it's about the small intimacies of our daily, of our eating lives. So by this, I mean the private rituals we have with ourselves, our friends, and sometimes our lovers. And it's set in a time of my life when I was a food reviewer, a freelance food reviewer for an Australian newspaper. And at that time, I had just broken up with a partner of 13 years, and that's the person I used to eat with a lot. So I found myself in a position where I had no one to go to reviews with on a regular basis. And my parents, to my surprise, stepped in and offered to eat with me.
Oh, that's a great background. So culturally, would Cantonese parents not be quite demonstrative, or is it just that with you and your parents, they didn't say I love you?
That's a wonderful question. So my book, I had approached this topic actually over 10 years ago when I was working in the newsroom as a journalist. And we, at that time, my editor and I had come across this viral video. It was the early days of viral videos. And what happened was a group of university students in Beijing were asked to say I love you to their parents for the first time. And their job was to tape what happened afterwards, their responses afterwards. And you might think, oh, okay, well, maybe the parents were awkward about it, or they gave their shoulders a polite little shake. But what happened was those kids, they got yelled at. some of the responses were, are you pregnant or are you drunk? Or there's one that really stuck out to me, which was, I have a meeting, so cut the crap. So really, it was something that, you know, has been on my mind since writing about that viral video. And of course, you can make this conclusion that, okay, Chinese parents, not just Cantonese parents, words aren't that popular with them when it comes to expressing affection. But in terms of demonstrating affection, they actually have a very direct and straightforward way of doing it. And it sort of coaxed me into thinking about how my parents, you know, show their affection. And it's really through the way that we eat.
Ah, I see. I see where the book's going. I have to say, the actual words, I think the words I love you are thrown about a little too much now. I mean, you know, it's a generational thing. Even when I was growing up, I don't remember me saying to my parents, I love you, and them saying to me, I love you. I knew they did. But now it's like everyone tells everyone, love you, love you, love you. And it's a bit like it doesn't mean the same, I don't think now.
That's so funny. I think, you know, to us, like in this day and age, perhaps it's a little bit of a call and response thing, right? It's like we're out in the wilderness doing this like echo thing, like this cooey kind of thing. Yeah. You know? See if there's anyone out there who's feeling the same as we do. And it may be within your own family, it may be within your relationship, but it's a way to kind of, you know, feel that our feelings are reflected back at us. Whereas maybe in a previous generation or a slightly, you know, in a culture where a lot of feelings are implicit or a lot of, like, you know, ways of being are implicit, then words kind of become secondary when it comes to showing care.
So growing up, did you grow up in China?
No. So I was born in Hong Kong. And at the time it was still, so it was British ruled Hong Kong. And I was in Hong Kong until I was 12. And then my family moved to Sydney, Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. I can just get a little bit of the accent now. Now you said the word Australia. but yes. Growing up with your parents, is that, whilst growing up when you were a child, is that how they expressed love? They'd feed you, and that'd be their way of showing you love.
They feed me. They feed, you know, my sister and I in a pretty intense way. But it is, I would say it's also in the way that, you know, we pay attention to each other around the dinner table. When I say we, you know, that's kind of loosely. It's more like our parents paying attention to us. So, you know, after a hard day at school, for instance, and I'm casting my mind back to the early days of moving to Australia, where, you know, it's quite hard. Like, I was on the brink of becoming a teenager and I could hardly speak the language. And, you know, you're awkward as you are at that age. And so, you know, coming home, I'm often quite grumpy, often being quite glum. And one thing that my mom doesn't really say, nobody at home really asks, how are you? It's a very common question, but then in Cantonese households, it's not really asked. And instead, my mom might read my face and then offer like a snack or an offer something, you know, at dinner. I would find that, you know, something that I liked was there and nothing would really be said. But then I get this like direct consolation from something that I love eating. So it's a very direct act of care.
How interesting. So when your relationship broke up and they decided to go on these culinary adventures with you, did your parents travel with you all over the place then while you were doing reviews?
Did. It was really fun and really lovely, actually, because when left on their own devices, my parents, if they were to go out, they would mostly go and eat Cantonese food. That is to say, the stuff that they already know how to cook. So just having someone else to cook with them. So I wouldn't say they were particularly adventurous eaters to start with while I was growing up. But, you know, in the context of my reviews, my assignments, they would go with me everywhere, to French restaurants, to like, you know, to eat tacos, to eat like burgers, all kinds of things, hot wings, African food. And then looking back, I was like, oh, I think it's because they love the idea of work. Understand eating something that's slightly different, or like, you know, eating in a way that's slightly uncomfortable to them, because they understand work to be a little bit strange and a little bit uncomfortable, and they're familiar with that. So then the three of us just went all over Sydney. You know, it's usually in near the city centre, but also Greater Sydney. And in that way, we sort of did this unusual thing of, you know, making a new map of where we would go wander together, as if we were flaneurs together in the city that I grew up in.
And did you find that you developed a new relationship with them through this food and these food reviews?
You know, it's funny. I think at the time, I didn't reflect on it as much during the eating, right? But I did notice that, you know, in the kinds of conversations that we had, somehow we were like, we became kind of looser in the way that we spoke. And so specifically for instance, I was very single in those few years that I reviewed with my parents, and I would never really dream of, like, you know, in the past talking about my dating life at all. But because they were there and I saw them so regularly, like, that became part of my conversation with them. And so there was this incidental intimacy. But also, on reflection, while I was writing about the book, I realized it had something also to do with this, the fact that we had this third space, which is these restaurants. And it in a way performed this kind of, like, it gave us this space that sometimes overseas holidays do for people. Right. Like, you're in Paris and suddenly you feel a little bit chic. You, like, you know, you connect with your holiday self. And it was a little bit like that for us, this sense of defamiliarization, which almost, like, you know, broke us out of a kind of emotional rut that we had been in familiar situations.
I suppose they also saw you as a professional as well, because they were at work with you. You weren't just their little girl anymore. You were a professional, you know, writing about food.
Oh, that's so interesting. I guess, like, you know, while eating with them, I never really thought about it like that. But now that I'm, you know, talking to you about it, there is this thing where, you know, when I went out with them, or when I, you know, when I would go out with mom and dad and it was, you know, a large family gathering, my parents would be the people who order, who take charge of what to eat. But then when I went on reviews with them, they gave that power away. And I was, they were very happy for me to, you know, sort of make the call on what to eat. And they would be like, okay, we'll follow your lead. We'll do this. So yeah, in a way that was quite new. And it was like a nice, an interesting shift of power dynamic.
Yeah, I'm sure you could take control for life at last for your parents.
Yeah.
Well, it's been described as a wonderfully heartwarming memoir with lots of foodie insights. It's called Chinese Parents Don't Say I Love You, a memoir of saying the unsayable with food. And it's by Candice Chung, who we're chatting to now. Candice, if people want to find out a little more about you, are you on social media at all?
Yes, I am. So I'm on Instagram and it's Candice_Chung.
Great stuff. Well, it's been a delight chatting to you. Love to your parents and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to speak. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.